Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into episode 95 of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. With me, Lindsay Perry, and I'm going to say it's Commonwealth Medal winning coach, Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, welcome back onto the podcast. We start with the question today, and it's from Greg Dardigan. Greg wanted to know, he says he's got a gym at work. Is it okay for him to do two of his comrades marathon training runs per week on a treadmill rather than on the road? He's read that the changing surfaces can cause trouble with your knees. If so, should it be just a simple run, or could he use it for interval training as well?
Yeah, so look, there's absolutely no problem with doing a couple of runs a week on the treadmill. It is slightly different, and I guess it helps if you're comfortable on a treadmill, but the only way to get comfortable on a treadmill is to run on a treadmill. So I don't have any problem with people doing a portion of their training on a treadmill, and in fact, I always use this example that Alberto Salazar won the Comrades Marathon or doing his training almost exclusively on a treadmill because of where he lived at the time. So no, absolutely no problem. And you know, if you live in an area that's pretty flat or it's difficult for you to get access to a track or a hill or something of that nature, then the treadmill actually provides an ideal opportunity for you to do that interval work or hill work. So go for it, no problem.
Excellent stuff. Lindsay Perry, thank you so much for that. We're back again with another Ask Coach Perry podcast tomorrow. Do download the podcast through Stitcher or iTunes. And while you're at it, if you wouldn't mind leaving us a review, it would be much appreciated as well. So until then, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.